Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Mixes. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Perkowski. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harry Perkowski. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Bell moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to third. Greengrass moves to second. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Greengrass scores. Marshall moves to second. It's 3-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. Semenek drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fondi out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Bridges reaches second base with a double. Perkowski moves to third. Howie Pollitt now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Greengrass hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Semenek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bridges hits a line drive towards short. Mixus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi strikes out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pollitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Kluszewski moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mixus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Semenyk takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perkowski hits a line drive towards the mound. Pollitt catches it and throws to first to double up Semenyk. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 3-2, Reds. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Serena hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Serena reaches second base with a double. There goes Fondi trying to get to home. Bell throws the ball into McMillan, who relays the ball to Semenyk, who tags Fondi, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Brown pinch hits for Howie Pollitt. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bridges strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCullough for a passed ball. Adams moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Greengrass takes first base on ball 4. Kluszewski moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Adams scores. Kluszewski moves to third. Greengrass moves to second. It's 4-2, Reds. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Andy Semenyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Semenyk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski scores. Greengrass scores. Marshall moves to third. Semenyk moves to second. It's 6-2, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and tags Semenyk for the out. Marshall scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-2, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Reds. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perkowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Reds. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Serena hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.